I hope people can hang in there. We have a lot of very powerful and important witnesses remaining. We have Rashida Grenaj, we have Danny Garcia, Representative of the Timms family is with us today. Misha Irizarry, who lost her loved one, Idris Deli, Karen Sari, the Stolen Lives Project, Clyde Young of the Revolutionary Communist Party, Jean Pepe, a former BART station agent who's going to discuss racial profiling, is Professor Woods here? Yes, hang on 1 second. At this point, why don't we, Professor Woods, Tryon Woods, why don't you come up? And Professor Woods is at Sonoma State in the Criminology Department. And he's going to give us a brief overview of racial profiling, how systemic it is, and so, Professor Woods, if you could begin with giving us the overview.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having me here, and thank you especially to the families to allow me to lend my voice in support of what we're all here for, which is justice. In regards to racial profiling, a couple things to consider is, one is to back up and think about what it really means in terms of a style of policing. First is that racial profiling inverts or reverses the actual policing process. Right? If you think about it, what policing is supposed to do is you're supposed to have a crime or an injury or a problem that the police respond to solve and thus to provide some kind of justice for, right? But what racial profiling does is it flips it on its head. So first you find a suspect, and then you try to find a crime to fit to that suspect, okay? So that's the first thing to recognize, is that there's an inversion process that's happening that's completely inappropriate and unethical. The second thing to think about is the historical context that shows us and helps us understand just how systemic the patterns of racial profiling are that people have already been speaking to, and that make possible the kind of violence that we're here today. This inversion process that I mentioned is by design, right? So policing, modern policing has been about this move towards prevention, right? We talk all the time about preventing crime. What that means, however, is that we've asked our police as a society to move away from solving problems to focusing on what are classified as problem people, right? And in a society such as ours, in which power is organized through capitalist production and through white supremacy, problem people are understood as dangerous classes of people, right? Immigrants, the poor, the working classes, and particularly those who are racialized as minorities, right? Particularly Black and Latino. Now, the historical context for that, right, of course, takes us back to slavery. And I want to say a few words about that, because it's in slavery that we see the beginning of modern policing really take form in the way that we see today. So with slavery, you have the slave patrols, right? And this is a police force that essentially would patrol the South, the U.S. South, during slavery to enforce the terms of the slave society. And what this means is not that they were there to arrest and enforce lawbreakers, right, i.e. slaves who resisted the laws of slavery. They would simply roll up on a plantation, accost or arrest, in our terms today, arrest a slave or a Black person, free or not, beat them up, string them up from a tree, right, torture them, do whatever they may, maybe return them to the plantation, maybe not. But the point was that not that there was any kind of transgression that occurred, right? No violation has occurred, right? This is purely gratuitous violence, meaning it's violence for its own sake. And the common term for this is, of course, terrorism, right? And so we have to understand that this policing force began to police Blackness, to police racial identity, as the sole transgression, okay? And then after the end of slavery, of course, we know about lynching. And the era of lynching, right, extends this process in a whole new way. And it's during the era of lynching that we see actual law enforcement, right, including the FBI and local law enforcement, working together with white people from all classes of society, coming together to police black people, right? And again, the point here is really key for us thinking about racial profiling. There's no violation of the law occurring, right? This is simply policing identity, policing people who, because of who they are and how they're racialized in society, okay?
Professor Woods, I just want you to talk for a minute about the scope. We call this an epidemic of police brutality, racial profiling, murder. Recently, there was a study by the LAPD in Southern California by the ACLU that showed black people were stopped three times as often as whites. More, you know, in some areas of LA, there were more black people stopped in 1 year than the total black population in the area. We just had a report in the New York Times that the New York PD stopped and frisked over 500,000 people in 2008, 80% of them young, black, and Latino men. So could you, do these statistics, are they repeated nationally, and can you give us a sense of the national scope of this?
Certainly. I mean, what I can join to that, I mean, is that those findings are right, not isolated to Los Angeles, certainly, nor to Oakland, right? You don't need me to say, does racial profiling occur here? We all know this is occurring. This is a national phenomenon, and what's important to recognize in terms of how systemic it is, and thus how difficult it is to name for what it is because what's happening when police officers are trained and sent out into the street is that they're told to racial profile, but they're also told that they can't talk about it in racial terms, right? And so there's a substitute, there's a proxy that's put in place, right? You have to play police this certain area, this certain behavior, this certain kind of car, this certain style of dress or style of walk, looks suspicious, looks like somebody's hiding something. Right. Police officers, in fact, there's a study in Texas recently where police officers, it came out through the proceedings that police officers were developing a theory that if you were stopped and questioned, that if the police officer took your pulse and your pulse was elevated, that was a sign that you were hiding something, and that there was therefore probable cause to search you. Right? And as we all know, right, no matter who you are, right, or where you're situated, where you come from, your pulse, right, better get elevated in those moments. And so these are all different forms that the police use to point to as why there has to be a profile. Right? So the profile is done in statistical terms that are supposedly not racial, but in fact very much are. And so in that sense, racial profiling is circular. Right? It refers back to the statistics that the police themselves generate through the way that they police and the arrest rates that they generate themselves.
So. Well, listen, thank you so much. Obviously, Professor Woods, there's much, much more that you could talk about. Let's leave it there for the moment. And, you know, maybe we can have you come back up in a bit if you can stick around. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Project Center at Sonoma State University with the Media Foundation is doing a new study on law enforcement related deaths. Chris, here in the front, if you raise your hand, and Rebecca is also here in the house somewhere. We're trying to interview people, confidential interviews about your experiences, that you've been involved in, the kinds of stories that we're talking about today. And the purpose is to assess and do a better public assessment of how inadequate the support is for people who have gone through this process, as well as hopefully to intervene in terms of justice. So if you're interested in learning more about it, please see Chris or Rebecca or myself or share contact information. So thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for Project Center.
Project Center puts out a book every year on the most censored stories of the year, so this would be a very important study that they're doing.